Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
I'm Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode number 353, I think. I think last week was 352 and we were like, I don't think so.
That sounds correct.
It seems close enough to correct. Oh, man. Wow. You've had a very, very, very busy week. And I've had opposite of that. But hey, what are you obsessed with this week?
I'm fully 100% ashamed of myself because I watched Tiger King.
I'm so proud.
In one day.
I also watched it in one day. So we're all in this together.
Like, it was just like, I cannot stop. Like, I hate everything
and everyone.
There's nothing redeeming or like hopeful or anything.
Nope.
But I like had to just watch it.
Yes.
I had to know.
Yep. And now you know. How did it make you feel?
I'm sad. Just horrible. Like, just horrified, just in disbelief. Everyone is such an idiot. Like,
yeah.
there's no one smart. And it also made me feel like frustrated by like the government. Like, not that I really have that much trust in the government anyways,
yeah.
But like, why is no one stopping this? Like, it's just all ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is insane. It is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite person in Tiger King?
I mean, it's hard to say. Again, like I said, I think everyone's an idiot and everyone is complicit. Even the people who are like, well, I didn't know. I was just there for the tigers or whatever. I'm like, okay, but still, like, you should
you
have
knew.
Realized the tigers were being mistreated. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
I guess my favorite person was, I don't even remember his name, but he had like long blonde hair and he was very much so drunk through like almost the whole thing. He was like skinny and he was the one who would like go through the meat truck.
Oh, he's like, he was, ooh, like, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
Oh god, the meat
guy,
truck.
I don't know his name.
The concept of a meat
oh,
truck.
Oh my god.
Is so upsetting.
And that they Yes.
And that they needed to like survive as humans off the meat truck. In addition to
yeah.
the tigers eating off the meat truck.
Yes, which I wouldn't even feed that to a tiger.
No.
Disgusting.
No. Imagine like, if a meat truck showed up and they were like, all right, you can take some to make cat food. I would be like, absolutely not.
No.
I will not
yeah,
be doing that.
Yeah, they deserve better. Yeah.
I feel like I feed my cats way healthier than I feed myself, and I will continue to do that until the day I die.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, like, ugh,
but
it's very strange. I liked the guy who got his arm ripped
yeah.
off. Arm ripped
oh.
off guy.
Yeah, I mean, that, yes, he also seemed pretty, like, well, you know, it was there. It was happening.
And
I mean, the fact that he got his arm ripped off and then was just like, meh. I
Noah.
Was like, that's your arm. Like,
even like right the footage of like it has just happened, we're trying to fucking like stop the bleeding, he's like, yeah, I'm okay, it's all right.
Yeah,
and I'm
yes.
like, no, you are not okay.
Yeah,
no part of you
insane.
Is okay. Your arm
yes.
is missing.
Yeah.
And I liked the girl who escaped the polygamist cult from the guy
oh.
in Georgia. Is he in Georgia? A Carolina?
Georgia or
South
or,
Carolina?
I think it was a Carolina.
Yeah,
yeah,
South
yeah,
Carolina,
it was
maybe.
Carolina.
That was
but
like,
still,
I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad she got out and realized, like, whoa, this is a red flag. But she also still seemed pretty, like,
fucked up.
Because she was, yeah, she
yeah.
was even like, well, you know, he'll always be special to me. I'm like,
Ew.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's like clearly fucked up from it and is like, yo, that was not right. Like the things that were happening there were so not right, but you get sucked up in it.
Yeah.
Everyone's terrible. Do you think what's her face killed her husband?
No, not really. Actually. Really?
Oh, I think for sure she did. But you think no?
I mean, I think it's possible. Like, I'm not saying 100% no, but I also feel like she's not that smart to like get away with a literal murder and like hide all the evidence. I don't know.
Yeah,
but and I'm... also I feel like I read an article.
Go ahead.
I feel like I read an article that like said, oh yeah, by the way, the documentary completely failed to mention that the reason her husband kept going to Costa Rica was because he was a drug trafficker. So I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of an important piece of information.
That is a very important piece of information. allegedly, but like that's a pretty big piece of information.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe she colluded with someone. I don't know. But honestly, it's too much.
It's too much. It's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad you watched it. So now there's the reference. Did you watch the like after show with Joel McHale?
Yeah, that was awkward. Yeah, me too.
That was very awkward. It was super awkward. But it was interesting to see people be like, no, it's not that. Or people that like seemed like they were totally on Tiger King's side, that it'd be like, oh, no, he's a piece of shit in that behind the scenes. And I'm like, how come you didn't say he was a piece of shit before? Why do you keep working with him? I don't understand. If he's a piece of shit and you knew he was a piece of shit and you hated him, why did you carry on? I don't know.
People be crazy.
Oh, wow. So you're obsessed.
And they set themselves like he.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Sorry, there's like a delay.
Oh.
And so I never know. Like. It's like when you're on the news and they're like, not you. And then and they're they just wait sitting for like there. 5 seconds.
Here I am in front of Dana Point.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do
you remember what you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, nope. I mean, but that's what they do on purpose. Like all of them, all the Tiger people, they purposefully prey on people that are desperate, that don't have any alternatives, that aren't educated, that aren't, you know, strong-willed enough to stand up to them. You know, they do that on purpose. It's manipulation.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Ugh. It was hard. Yeah. Like, I kept watching it and being like, ugh. And there were so many just like, why? Why are we doing this? Why? Why would you say that? Why would you film this? Why is that one guy sailing off on a jet ski at the end? Like, what is happening?
That was like the best part because I was like, this guy who looks like that with that hair.
It's the hair that really does him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There was just a lot of me just yelling at the screen. Why? And I think they all should be in jail.
I don't get it.
All of them. The only person who shouldn't be in jail is the guy who got his arm ripped off because he already paid with his arm. Yeah. He suffered enough.
Basically. You're like, okay, yeah, that's a fair trade.
Truly. Oh, man, oh, man. All right, well, I'm still obsessed with... Oh, fuck. Majuk. Fuck Majuk. That's a new one. I'm still obsessed with Animal Crossing. As you do. I'm obsessed. I get on before noon and afternoon to make sure I have turnip prices AM and PM. I'm keeping track on a little spreadsheet. I've created a new plan because I was starting to feel guilty for just like literally sitting on my ass so many hours every day. And so I've created a game within a game, if you will. And it is essentially every time I see a come across a resident who is exercising, I have to get up and do something. So like I have like, you know, a spreadsheet, because as you do, and I have got like squats or bicep curls or tricep extensions or sit-ups or whatever, and I have to do 5 of one of them every time I see someone working out, which is a lot because those fuckers are always working out. But then I'm like getting up and doing something, and so I started doing that yesterday, and today my legs hurt.
Well, I mean,
it's something. I'm hoping to get like bless. I'm hoping to get like a slightly better ass. Only okay. slightly, because my ass is already dope. Right. Obviously.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. So, so now I'm doing that like a real big nerd. I'm like one of those like fucking soccer moms who like runs in place during commercials. That's me. I'm like, God damn it, wow. Lionel, you're exercising again, and up I get.
Wow.
Do some squats.
In all your glory.
In all my glory. In all this glory. Getting up, I'm squatting. Mm-hmm. I'm curling. I'm sitting up and
yeah.
You know, so that's what's happening with me.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Wow. Very yeah. exciting.
Did you do the May Day whatever bullshit tour yes. ticket?
Yes, the like maze.
That was such a waste of time.
It was a waste of time, and I couldn't even
what did that get me? Some bells?
Yeah, that's it. Some bells. And a fucking briefcase.
But I didn't want.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was a full waste of time. And I couldn't even get to the corner where, like, it was just bells. Where, like, up towards the front, there was that one corner that just had bells in it. I got the bells at the end, but I couldn't get that.
I couldn't either because it was such a clusterfuck. And I was like, once I got, because I assumed, I'm like, this is Animal Crossing, it's a game for children, like you'll just get everything,
yeah,
right?
You'll get everything,
like,
you need
you
as you go
around and you get everything as you go. And then I got to the end and I was like, wait, I can't get that, like, really? I just wasted all my resources. Like, if I had known that I couldn't, you know, that I wouldn't have access to resources, I was like, I would have been smarter about the maze. But I was just like, oh, here's a pair, here's whatever. Yeah. And then I was like, I'm not going to start over and go through all that again.
Yeah, hell no.
Like, I truly don't care enough.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I was like, yeah. I am not starting this over. No way, no how. Yeah. It's not happening.
Yeah.
And I was just like one orange short from being able to get in. Like, I only needed to break one more rock. And I'm like, oh, fuck this. I'm ready to go home, Wilbur. Wilbur, take me home.
Lord.
Man. But like the horror that has been my turnips. So I spent approximately.
I'm telling you.
I spent approximately 60,000 bells on turnips this week. And then. So I'm just going to, you know, open up my handy dandy spreadsheet. So. Maybe if it opens. There we go. So at 93 bells each. The very next day they were selling for 38, then 34, then 30, then 26, then 23, then 19. And I'm like, fuck me sideways because I'm down to 19 now. And our good friend Katie Sparks, she was like, yo, they're 159 on my island. I'm like, I'm coming over right now so I can like make a profit. So
yeah, but I also feel like, I mean, how much did you end up making?
Like 34,000 bells.
But I feel like that's not worth the trouble.
That's like a lot of work for
30,000 bells. Yeah. When you can just like probably fish and catch bugs for like a few hours and probably get the same thing. I mean, just like the fossils you find on your island, if they're dupes, selling those will usually get you like 10 to 15 grand.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a lot of work unless you get so lucky to have, like, 500 bells. And that is not common.
No. No, not at all. did, though, yesterday, Flick was on my island, and I had...
Oh, finally.
Flick. I'm still waiting on CJ, that motherfucker. It's been... On Monday, it's been 4 weeks since he's been on my island, and it's pissing me off. But he... Flick was on my island, and I had, like, 50-ish tarantulas in my storage.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I made 660,000 bells on just tarantulas, and then I just I just caught bugs all day long, and I ended the day selling to Flick 1.3 million bells worth of bugs.
Yeah, exactly, and that's from one day.
From
and
one day.
Turnips, you have to wait a whole week and then check the prices in the morning and the afternoon and do all this crazy stuff, and then you sell them, you take a small profit, you sell them, and then the next time you check the prices, it's gone up even more, and then you feel like an idiot. It's just
no, I totally get it. I'm like, yo, I made over a million bells yesterday.
Yeah, like just from catching bugs, like,
and I'm stressed out every day about fucking turnips.
Yeah,
that being said, I'll probably buy turnips again because I'm a trash monster who hates myself.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, buy turnips because that's the point of it, and the point of it is to not know, and the point of it is to have fun. But, like, I'm just saying, don't, like, take all your savings out to buy turnips.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, because it's really, in the long run, not worth it.
I did make enough money yesterday to pay off my final home loan, so I'm debt free forever now in Animal Crossing, I think, right? Because you can't. I maxed out on bridges.
Unless they come out with an update where you can do something else.
Yeah. So there. That's how Sue sees it. So now I'm just have money for money, which is good, but also what do I? Maybe I'll just start, like, destroying bridges and making fancy bridges.
Yes, that's what I would do. Or, like, replacing them if there's, like, an old one that you don't like. Or moving buildings or houses if you don't like them. Like, that's what I would do.
Yeah, but I'm, like, so settled in now with where everything is. Like, I moved my museum.
Yeah.
So it's up above the flower garden, overlooking the flower garden, like the Getty, you know, as you do.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
And, like, I guess I'm just, like, I'm making stuff. I'm crafting, but I don't need money to craft. I don't know. I'm just, like, well.
Yeah.
I'll keep going. I'll just carry on. Keep building.
Yeah.
Fucking Isabel is, like, you need to decorate the island more. Like, if you want your rating up, you need to decorate the island more. So, I got up to a 4-star, and then I've been checking back with her, and she yesterday was like, you're at a 4-star, but people are complaining that there's too much stuff laying around the island. I'm like, you bitch, you said to have more things on the island, and now you're telling me I have too many things on the island? And I truly don't think I have too many things on the island, because I've seen other people's islands, and mine simply is not that cluttered.
Do you have, like, turnips and stuff, or, like, DIY recipes or anything
No, because it pisses me off to have, like, mess. So I clean it all up. Like, I don't have weeds anywhere. I don't have things laying around. The only thing I do have laying around now is in, like, the very back corner. I made a dump where I put, like, trash and fruit and shit, because I'm trying to get ants and flies, and they have to be near rotted fruit and trash. And so I have that there now only so that I can catch those two things, put them in the museum, and then clear it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's literally fenced in, because I was like, I don't want this just sitting here. So I have it, like, fenced in. Yeah. So it's like a little fenced area, and this is where the stuff goes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I know. I know. Mm-hmm. I need Jesus mostly. I will say, though, from our last week's episode, when we were talking about Animal Crossing, Michael Levi left us a comment on the Arcade Audio website and said, I highly recommend looking up turnip profit. It's what I use to see my expected turnip pattern for the week that gets you more and more accurate with the more information you put in. You can sell at other people's islands, too. So if your friends are using it, too, you can go there. So, like, thank you, Michael, for that comment. One, also, but I haven't used Turnip Profit yet, but I have specifically been keeping track of my prices to go and use Turnip Profit.
Yeah.
So last week was sketchy because my Nook's Cranny was getting upgraded. So there's a day that's just like dead. And so now I have like a week and a half ish of data. So I'm definitely going to be using that.
So
I'll let you know how that goes. My life is just Animal Crossing.
It still feels like too much trouble for me. Cause then I still have to go and track my shit. And it's just too much. Well, like I can't.
And you're like an essential worker that's still working full time or more than full time.
Yeah.
So like you don't have time for this like silly nonsense. So I get it that it's like
I really do not.
You do not. So
yeah,
it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I will track for the both of us. Holding.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
We're there. We're here.
We're here. Everything's fine.
It's a boy. My boy. He was like, oh, honey. Okay. Yes. Never mind. Oh, okay. Text me.
What does he need?
I have no idea.
Do we want to figure out live on the podcast what he needs?
No.
No?
Figure it out himself.
Like he's a big, strong boy. He can figure it out all on his own.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to eggplants yet. What can eat an eggplant?
Oh, girl.
Oh, no.
You know, I've heard about a few retail stores that have not survived coronavirus. And I'm like, you know, retailers are already struggling. So it doesn't surprise me.
Right.
But a big one came down today, girl. Soup Plantation.
Bitch, that was going to be my eggplant. I simply and utterly cannot with Soup Plantation closing. I mean, it makes sense because it's filthy and germ-filled. But where else can you get a salad just the way you like it? That towers on your plate. And then have like 12 different kinds of soup and muffins.
Yes, and then like crappy frozen yogurt. Like it has everything.
It has everything. Baked potatoes. You know I love a tater.
Yeah.
I love a baked tater.
I know their tapioca. Oh my god! Don't get me started on their tapioca.
Their pizza that's not really pizza.
But yeah,
yeah.
I am like, oh my god! Like that's my jam. I love a buffet, regardless. Like to begin with,
I'm very concerned about buffets in the future.
Me too. I mean, yeah. Me too.
Oh, there, you're back. I couldn't see you for a second. I love a buffet.
I got a text.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas. How will Vegas survive?
The same word. So I, when I heard the news of Soup Plantation, I threw myself on the ground, as you do, very dramatic. I threw myself on the ground and then was just reading the tweets about it. And then I was on, like, you'll know this, I was on my side of the bed on the floor, so like when Josh walked by he couldn't see me, and he came, and when I went to get up I just knocked over a whole tray of stuff onto myself, and then he's like, oh, so you're in here. I'm like, yeah, you didn't even come looking for me. And he's like, I thought you left. I'm like, why would I, on what planet would I have walked out in the middle of the day and not told you I was leaving? So anyways, we got into a fight.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's even going to happen to Vegas buffets? Like, I think buffets are done. They're donezo. And I'm like, I can't live in a world without buffets.
I mean, at least for the next, like, probably 1 to 2 years until, like, a vaccine happens, if it happens that soon.
But then, like, there's just going to be another virus. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, like, there's just going to be something else that shows up.
Yeah,
we're doomed, is what I'm saying.
Or it's going to be like a buffet style, but you don't serve yourself, someone behind the counter like serving you. But also like they'd have to pay so much more for employees to do that. And they don't want to pay human. They don't want to pay human people.
No, no one ever wants to pay human people.
Rather probably shut down or change to like a dine-in service or a bar or whatever than like pay a human person. money to do that.
Well, or maybe they could switch it to be like on cruises where you can just order whatever you want and as much of it as you want, and then they deliver it as like a dine-in. Like they serve it to you.
Yeah. Maybe like a Korean barbecue type of experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I most definitely every night on the cruise ordered two entrees. I didn't eat all of them, but I was like, I've never had this before. I'm going to try that. And then I'm going to also get the chicken that I know I will eat just in case I hate that. So, I mean, maybe that will be the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really upset about Soup Plantation. I have so many Soup Plantation memories. We talked last week about getting Soup Plantation high. I'm never going to be able to get Soup Plantation high at Soup Plantation.
Never. It's done.
That's really upsetting.
That was one of the last places we went out to eat before like everything shut down to dine-in service. We went there not that long before that happened, because I remember we went in and they were like, please sanitize your hands when you come in and blah blah blah.
Yeah, I have not been to a Soup Plantation in probably 4 or 5 months. Well, now it's May. Probably like 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
I think it was like December of last year, November of last year. But makes me sad. It hurts my heart. And I think it's unfair. We once had my grandma's birthday party at a Soup Plantation.
Oh my god.
Is that so my family or what?
Yes.
Yeah. I got a really cute picture of her and Spencer at the Soup Plantation for her birthday. And I immediately thought of that moment.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's how Sue sees it. Soup Plantation's gone.
Yep.
Woof woof.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Let's talk about news. I don't know anything that happened anywhere. Last week I had news. No news.
That what's his name and Scarlett debuted.
Killer Cross, but they're calling him something else. But we're obviously going to call him Killer Cross.
but it's stupid.
Yeah.
And
it's something else Cross. It's like Carrion Cross or.
That is the stupidest.
Something stupid.
So did you see the video of their debut?
Obviously. And I was like, hi, okay. Scarlett. Can you adopt me?
Yeah. It was too much.
It was a lot, but like it was nothing. It was something, but it was nothing in the sense that like nothing occurred other than they came out and they were like, look at us. And there was a lot of like screaming
and
throwing
like
her body around and fog. And I'm like, this is rad, but also like now what? And I don't think there was anything after that, right? Like that was it. It was just like the debut and then they walked away.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. I wanted there to be like, that needed to then be a squash match. Like, don't they even know how to book wrestling? Then you'd put a random out there and you let him destroy him.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't care. I don't watch, but I saw that and I was like, well, that was weird.
Yeah. But I will also say good for them. I saw Killer Cross when he was the champion of FSW in Las Vegas. And I saw him at Lucha Underground a few times.
Yeah.
So, like, good for him. I mean, onward and upward,
yeah,
bro.
Good for him. God bless. God bless truly or not. I don't know. Is it like a Jesus thing or is it like a Satan thing? I don't know.
That's a good point. Blessing or curse. It could be either way.
Yeah. Hmm. We'll see.
Wow. Okay, so that happened.
Yep.
Moxley got beat up by Brody Lee and his minions yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I really didn't watch Dynamite. I only watched the street fight. That was it.
I also didn't watch Dynamite, but I was eating dinner at the bar and it was on behind me. So I know that he got beat up by Brody Lee.
I saw pictures, so I know that, yes, but I didn't, like, see it, and I was just like, well, that's stupid, because the pictures I saw weren't even Brody Lee, it was, like, the Dark Order, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Dark Order.
He's your champion, and he just... I mean, I understand they outnumber him or whatever, but, like, you're going to post a picture of your champion on social media lying on the ground with a bunch of Dark Order nerds?
Yeah.
No.
Woof, woof.
Like, let's at least have Brody Lee standing over him or something, because for someone like this bitch right here who doesn't actually watch the program... If I see, because they always post shit on their social media and spoil it before it airs on the West Coast, or just before I'm able to watch it in general. And like, I see that and I'm like, well, I don't want to watch that. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And then Cody, like, Cody's there too much.
He is there too much. And Brandy's doing like the ring announcing, right?
She was, but I think it's Dasha now.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But she's doing something with Jake the Snake Roberts and what's the other guy's name? Who's
Lance Archer.
Who I don't really understand his gimmick either. I'm like, is he Native American or like a warrior, or is he just like mean? I don't understand.
I don't know who Lance Archer is or what he looks like, but producer just yelled Lance Archer across the room and I was like, oh, it was definitely Lance Archer.
Yeah, so I don't know, she's doing something with them, but I also didn't watch that because I feel like when Brandy gets involved in things, she ruins them.
That is fair. She does do a pretty decent job of ruining things.
And honestly, Lance Archer and Jake the Snake Roberts were already ruining themselves. So, like, you add Brandy.
Yeah, it was like fuel to the fire.
Yeah, it was like too much. So I was just like, well, I'm not watching that. And then that's it. I literally fast forwarded to the street match because I was like, this is all I care about right now.
Yeah, I don't even know who was in the street match.
Oh, my God, girl. It was Kenny Omega and Matt Hardy versus Jericho and Sammy Guevara.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was like a street. Yeah, and it was like a street fight. So they were all in jeans and like T-shirts. It was V cute.
I love a jean and T-shirt moment.
Yeah. And then they were like, they're in the Jaguar Stadium. Mm-hmm. I think the dude who owns AEW also is a part owner of the Jaguars or something. So they were like in the arena and like were in a golf cart. It was like a whole thing.
I love that journey.
Yeah, man. No, it was good.
Okay.
It was worth the watch.
Maybe I'll watch
for
it.
The street fight. Yeah, but don't watch the rest of it because Lord knows I didn't.
I won't. Don't you worry. Okay. I got plenty of things to do involving Animal Crossing and shaping and shaping my buttocks.
Yes, you know, of course.
Very important. Any other wrestling related news?
No. I mean, no one's doing anything.
No. Everyone's just hanging out at home. Lana is so thirsty on Instagram and TikTok, and it's not Instagram. Where am I following her? Because I don't follow her on Instagram anymore. I don't know, but I'm seeing her somewhere.
I followed her everywhere. I am at peace and I feel good.
I think I should do the same where I'm just like, Lana, stop.
Although I will say, you know who else is starting to piss me off that I might unfollow? Peyton Royce.
Yep.
Needs to stop doing 15 TikToks a day. I'm like, girl, I appreciate that you're trying a new hobby, but you're no, like, grown adults need to stay off of TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in seeing progressively older people and less famous people do the same exact dance as like a 14-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
I don't need to.
I'm not into it. So like, she's really starting to piss me off with her stupid TikToks. I might just cut the plug on her.
Yeah. Pull it. Pull that plug.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have felt the same way about her videos. I'm like, ugh.
Again,
why?
Here we are. I get it. You're sexy. I understand. You don't need to like do a TikTok in your bikini. I understand.
Again. Again. Like if it was like a once a week situation, like I wouldn't be as offended, but it's like
oh, okay.
It's like
every day.
Every
like
day.
Five a day.
Yeah.
It is too. And then her, actually a couple WWE people do this, but then they repost it again and again because they do that like duet thing. So it's like a fan's doing it now next to them. And I'm if I don't care about seeing you do a TikTok, what makes you think I care about some rando doing a TikTok? Like, I do not. It is. I don't like, I'm really truly not understanding social media right now, which is how I know I'm getting old. Like,
the sure sign that you're getting old. You're just like, I don't, what is happening in the world?
Yes.
The kids like, nowadays.
TikTok, like, yes.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I am truly an old woman. So I get it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, well, that's enough news, I guess. I did have a story to tell. I got stimulus'd yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Which is very exciting. And okay. I was like, okay.
By the government.
Yeah.
The federal government.
Thank you for my money, federal government. And kindly fuck off. So I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, I've got this money. What am I going to do with it? And I was like, there was like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. There was like the one angel that's like, put it in savings. Mm-hmm. It's, you don't have a job. Maybe it would be good for you to like hold on to it.
Yeah.
And there was the devil on my shoulder that was like, you know what you need? A cat stroller. So I've got a cat stroller coming to me.
Can I just say, like, I don't think either of your cats would be interested whatsoever in a cat stroller.
I think Mouse like, might. I actually think they both might. At separate times, obviously. I resisted the urge to get the double wide cat stroller,
oh my God,
which was two like separate compartments so you could walk two cats at the same time. That's, I was like, just get the one.
Two. That's absurd.
Yeah. Who knew that those existed? They've got ones that are double wide and they also have ones that are two stacked on top of each other. But I felt like one of them would be too close to the ground. And so I just decided, just do the one. Let's test drive it, see how it goes. I mean, yeah. I ordered it from Amazon. If it's awful and they yeah. won't go in it, I will return it and call it a day.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm soon to be the proud owner of a cat stroller so that I can go on walks with my cat. So old lady status
wow.
achieved.
Wow.
I've truly done it.
Look at her now.
So I don't know. I think maybe this is the week I've gone fully insane.
Just
throwing it out
so.
There.
I think so.
I did also buy another class, so I will soon be 50% done with my new certification. So, you know.
Well, at least there's something there. Yeah.
There's something there. That's better than
yeah.
just cat strollers well, and
yes.
other things.
Yes.
Did you watch Survivor?
Yes.
Oh, girl. Next week's the finale.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we rushing this? There's nothing happening.
I know.
Why are we? Last night was a 2-hour episode, and then it's the finale next week. I'm like, why did we not just like split this out longer?
Yeah.
We need things to watch. Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah. I mean, I watched all of Tiger King in one day, so now I'm back to zero.
Yep. Back to nothing.
Yeah.
I watched a movie, Death Becomes Her, from like 1990 with Goldie Hawn, is that correct? And Meryl Streep, and it was uh-huh. a lot, and I recommend it. It was weird, but it was a lot, and it was fun.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
It is Goldie Hawn. I had fact check my producer. He just gave me a thumbs up. I'm like, thumbs up for what? And it was the Goldie Hawn. So, yeah. So I've gone crazy. Survivor. Well, that's what we're talking about. Survivor. So, wow. Wee zowie. So two people have gone home. The person I wanted to win. Because as soon as I say it into the universe, they go home.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So Jeremy was eliminated. I mean, spoilers, I guess.
Yeah.
Jeremy was eliminated. And then the next elimination, because it was a double episode, was Nick. And I'm like, okay.
And I thought that was so weird because I'm like, honestly, like, Nick to me is nothing. Like, I don't think. Even if he gets to the end, I don't think he wins.
No.
Like, I think Jeremy for sure wins. I could even see Denise having an argument. Tony, I for sure has an argument. Mm-hmm. Nick has no argument. Like, Nick, what has Nick done?
Yeah, Nick has no argument. Sarah has no argument. Ben has no argument.
No.
Michelle has no. Well, actually, I think Michelle kind of does have an argument.
She has an. I don't think she would actually win. But no. I think she would have an argument.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Sarah and Nick and Ben, like, they really they've stirred up a lot of trouble and their names have been brought up a lot. But I'm like, why? In fact, I think you want to take Ben to the end because I think he gets zero votes. I don't think he has anything going for him.
I think everyone hates Ben.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that they've truly fucked up is that I think they've all done pretty poor jury management. The only person who I think has pretty decent jury management is Michelle, because Michelle hasn't fucked anyone over, because Michelle's always been on the wrong side of the vote.
Yeah,
so she hasn't she hasn't fucked anyone, so people still like her. Like, so many people just keep giving their coins to her when they get eliminated. They're like, okay, here's to Michelle, here's to Michelle, here's to Michelle, here's to Michelle. So I feel like people at Edge are kind of rooting for her, and everyone else is completely unlikable.
So, well, and they're going to bring back someone from the Edge next week, too. So
who do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be I hope for either Natalie or Jeremy. And this is why. Yes. Jeremy just got there. He's still fresh. You know?
Yep.
Natalie seems to be some sort of robot. And it doesn't matter because she is like constantly sprinting, constantly winning advantages, constantly winning challenges on the Edge. So she seems to be some sort of like superhuman, like doesn't care what she's going through physically.
So
I think it'll be, I hope it's somewhat of a physical challenge and not just some like stupid puzzle or something.
It does look like it's a physical challenge. They had like scenes from next week and there's like ropes and digging and obstacle course. There's probably a puzzle at the end because there's always a puzzle at the end, but like it seems much more physical.
And so I don't really see any of the other ladies winning that.
No, not likely.
I mean, some of the guys might have a chance too, but I mean, it would, I think if it's a physical competition, those two would make the most sense. And they've also been kind of featuring Natalie a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Natalie or Jeremy.
Yeah.
So we're like tracking, which means neither of them are going to win.
Exactly. It'll be like freaking, what was that one lady's name that is not Dawson Rob's wife, but the one who's like friends with her and kind of looks like her, Danny.
Oh,
she's still there.
Yeah,
it'll be like her or someone completely stupid and random.
And you're like, seriously?
Yeah,
yeah. But
and then she'll like have no chance of winning, and it won't matter.
I'm really rooting for Natalie, and I think if Natalie gets there and doesn't immediately get eliminated, which she can't, she's got an immunity idol. So I think if Natalie gets there and can stick around to final three, Natalie wins.
I think probably.
Because
I
mean, she's going to, like, all these people have seen her bust her ass that are on the jury.
Yeah.
They've all seen her bust her ass, be fucking superhuman, hold her shit together, and come back and be in the final. I think she's got a, I think she's got a real good shot. Because everyone hates everyone.
Yes. Well, they're all kind of being shitty. Yeah. I feel like it's been so random. Like, I feel like there's no real gameplay. It's all just chaos all the time.
Yeah.
I can't even keep track of, like, who's on which side or, like, who's friends or who's in an alliance.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
even
and
know.
It doesn't feel like there's any real alliances.
No, it's like, just whatever gets the people safe, like, through the next week.
Right, because, like, even the right now as it sits, the people who are... would, or I guess when we had Jeremy and Nick, the only people that I really felt trusted each other were Jeremy and Michelle.
Yeah.
Because, which is weird because they're like a newer alliance, but like they felt like solid, solid, solid. I don't even think Tony and Sarah really trust each other because Tony's fucked over Sarah. And so.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. So there's like. And then Ben, I don't think anyone really likes Ben. But they think Ben is, no. like, you can keep him around? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think they're happy to keep him around because they know he won't win if he gets to the end. Yeah. So. Because
he's a dick. And he's been a dick, like, the whole season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, next week's the finale. We're getting somebody back from Edge, and then it's all ending.
Yeah.
It's all rapid fire happening. Ugh. Yeah. But yeah, I'm rooting for Natalie, but I will take most people from the Edge. I'd be okay with, honestly.
I mean, like, at this point, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Jeremy and Natalie would be my number two, but like, I wouldn't be mad at Tyson. In fact, that really beefs his resume if he went to the Edge twice and came back twice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at Parvati. I wouldn't be mad at Boston Rob. I wouldn't be mad at Boston Rob's wife. Which I don't think there's any chance that happens, but like maybe I wouldn't be mad at the only person I'd really be pissed off if they won would be Wendell
or that little skinny mousy guy.
Oh shit. What's his name? The one that thought that the immunity idol was on the podium.
Yes, that guy.
Shit, I don't even remember his name. But I wouldn't be mad if he came back. I would be mad if Wendell came back.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's like seems still pretty physically together, and that worries me.
Yeah.
Because everyone else looks pretty fucking beat.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, they're not eating.
No.
They're just, I mean, some people are eating their hoarded peanut butter. But not everyone. Also, did you notice that Natalie, when she like went down to the beach to like decide how she's divvying up her money, she had a full jar of peanut butter and then she ate the entire jar. She gave a couple bites to Tyson, but she ate the whole thing. This like massive container, like probably like 32 ounces, 48 ounces, somewhere in there of peanut butter. She ate all of it. I'm like, girl, that you're not going to feel good after this.
No.
Like, I understand that's, getting some into you, but like, not that much. You're going to be shitting yourself.
Once you pop.
You just can't stop. Oh, man. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited to see who wins. I do think this has been, like, I've been satisfied with this season. I've wanted to watch every week.
Yeah, I mean,
I've stayed on top of it.
Yes.
It seems more intense.
Because my favorites, my favorites keep going home. But at the same time, I'm like, well, of course my favorites keep going home because they're strong.
Yeah. And also, like, fuck us and our luck. But, like, But it's been a good season. There's only a couple people that I really don't like, but I didn't dislike Wendell until this season, and I'm like, Wendell, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like fine.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see these players that like know the ins and outs of the game trying to manipulate one another when people know they're manipulating. You know what I mean? It's really interesting to see it from that perspective, not from somebody who's never done it before and is like, how do you build a shelter?
Yeah.
Like they all know ish.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a trip. It's a trip. Do you want to talk about Jonas Brothers?
Wow. I mean, truly, what is there to say?
Oh, the deadpan look on your face when you said that. Well, I still haven't watched Chasing Happiness. No, that's not what it is. Happiness Continues.
Oh, me.
I haven't watched that yet. We should probably put that on our list.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll watch it sometime in the next
week. Yeah.
And we can report next week. But
I feel like I don't want to watch it because I feel like it would make me sad because
same.
Like, concerts are over.
Same. I have thought the same thing. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. I think I'm going to fully cry, like ugly cry watching it because it's like a memory of something that's not going to happen again for a long time. And
yeah.
And also it was so great. And I'm like, I don't know that I can rewatch this. But I think we should.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
It'll just be a lot of crying. On my end, at least. I don't know if you'll cry.
Well, you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Probably not.
One single tear rolls down your cheek. However, I did listen to Nick Jonas's bedtime story last Friday night to go to sleep.
But did you like actually listen to it or were you just like, well, I'm asleep now?
Well, that's so I wanted to see, is it effective in helping me go to sleep? Which is really not fair because I fall asleep so easy. Like, it's my superpower is falling asleep. But I haven't been falling asleep as easily the last few months. So
that's been
a little bit of a struggle for me. So I put it on. I turned all the lights off. I got into bed. I turned it on, laid down, and I only remember like 5 minutes. So, and then at some point Josh came in and turned it off.
Yeah.
So yes, effective, probably, maybe.
Maybe. It's hard to judge.
And then follow up with that, I decided today I was going to take a nap.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I'll put on the Nick Jonas bedtime story. It'll help me go to sleep. I listened to the whole thing. Didn't fall asleep. Couldn't do it. So, I think you have to be really tired. And I think it has to be nighttime. You have to be, like, committed to going to sleep. But I was like, I only want to take a, like, quick 30-minute nap.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No.
Nah. I'm going to need to do some, like, meditation stuff to get to fall asleep for nap time.
So was it like a good story?
Yeah, it is. So it's about baseball. We talked about that before. And it's like, it's titled The Perfect Swing. And he does talk like very softly into the mic. And it's very like, and I'm like, this makes me uncomfortable. Like, I feel like this is you trying to be sexy and you're not sexy. And you're talking about like Ted Williams and like, I can't get excited when you're talking about Ted Williams. So it's just talking about like baseball players back in the day and how they like set amazing, crazy, stupid records.
Yeah.
And how they like put in the effort to perfect their swings. You know, so just baseball, lots of statistics, lots of dates, lots of things that like, but that's supposed to be stuff that like you don't really think about. Do you know what I mean? So he's like talking about their ERAs or their batting averages or their whatever. And then like this happened on this date and then it was like this year and whatever. So it's stuff, it's supposed to just be kind of random, like not actually be that interesting so that you fall asleep. But then I was like, oh, that's interesting because it was like 2 p.m.
Well, it's already putting me to sleep, honestly. So,
yeah. So, I mean, you need to just at least check it out. Just listen to a little Nick Joe.
Wow.
Try it. See what you think. You have to at least listen to it once.
I know.
So that you have the reference.
Yeah.
And he's talking at like a normal tone at first and then it just gets more and more whispery as he goes on and I'm like, Nick.
God.
But I guess the theory is you've fallen asleep, so he's toning it down, so he's not, like, waking you back up? I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know.
It was strange.
It's just bizarre. It's bizarre the things that some people do for money.
And let me tell you, boy's doing a lot of things for money right now.
Yeah. Well, he can't do a concert, and his wife has a very expensive lifestyle, so.
Yeah. So bring home that chingle chingle, bud.
Yeah.
Truly.
He's still got to pay off his 5 weddings or whatever.
Exactly. Also, I just want to just appreciate Kevin being like a stay-at-home dad, helping his kids with their schoolwork.
Building Legos.
Building giant Legos. Yeah, no, like, God bless.
Yeah.
God bless us that we get Kevin Jonas in our lives.
He's doing the best right now because he actually has, like, a, like, family and, like, fun things to do. And he's not just, like, recording baseball audiobooks and doing ASMR.
Yeah. Also, like, rumor is that Joe and Sophie are pregnant. This has not been confirmed anywhere.
But that started like months ago,
and no one said anything about anything. But there was,
but they also never denied it.
Exactly. But there, what they did, like an Instagram live. Let me see if I can find it real quick. They did an Instagram live the other day, and like during the live, when they were talking to some guy, like a friend. Sorry. Just casually trying to find. Okay. Guys, not sure if y'all caught Joe on live with Michael Park. Soph was sitting next to him. Joe was not on camera. She did pop in and say hi. Michael was making cookies and said, "So Soph, what have you been craving?" And Joe kind of paused and she was like, meatballs? Like, they both panicked when the guy asked, like, "Hey, so what have you been craving recently?" Uh-huh. And so people are like, that's more confirmation that she is pregnant and just not talking about it. Because, like, now their friends are like,
yeah,
hey, what's, you know, mother-to-be?
But I feel like,
but that could be anything.
Sure.
Her reaction.
Also, I feel like
their reactions are what did it. Because anyone could say, like, "So you're in quarantine. What have you been craving?" It could be like, "Oh my God, I really just want Chinese food so bad."
Yeah.
But the fact that they both were like,
But also, like, if that's your friend, like, doesn't your friend know it's like on the DL? Like,
some people are really stupid.
Oh, most people are very stupid.
And
like every person is an extreme idiot.
And they probably thought they were being sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just asking.
But it's already been confirmed in the news and they didn't deny it. Like, if a celebrity doesn't deny a rumor, like, it's confirmed.
Yeah, it's confirmed. So they're probably going to have a baby.
Well, good for them. They'll have something. They can build Legos at home.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm, you know, it's horrifying because I was talking to my sister about this. Women who are giving birth during this time and having to do it completely alone.
I thought most hospitals allow like one other person.
Some do, some don't. So my sister has two friends that both gave birth 2 weeks ago in Utah, and they both had to give birth completely alone. Not even like their partner wasn't even in the room with them.
That seems like fucked up.
It's fucking because, like, cruel.
If, like, I'm sorry, like, I get not wanting to have a party in there, but like, I think typically only one other person is allowed in there anyway.
Yeah.
And like, if it's especially like the partner or the spouse or whatever of the person giving birth, like, if one of them has it, they both have it. Sorry, like, that's just how it is. Like,
and also, I don't... it's the baby's half theirs.
Yeah, like, so like, yeah. I don't understand. I mean, I understand a lot of precautions and stuff, but
like, that's
if
not
their
cool.
Partner is there and wearing a mask, like,
yeah, if they're suited up, like, they need to be there. They need you know what's happening to that woman's body? She needs one person there. Give them one.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting and it's awful. Like, I can't even imagine having to deal with all of that and being completely solo. no mom, no family member, no friend, no spouse, no one.
Yeah.
You're just there alone.
Yeah.
Pushing a baby out of your vagina.
Oh, God. Like.
The horror.
Honestly, Sammy Sosa kiss.
Truly. Big ol' Sammy Sosa kiss to those women who are figuring. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the other. I mean, it's awful and it's terrible. And I think that they need to make that change right away to be able to let them have somebody in the hospital with them. However, like, how fucking badass would you feel if you're like, I did this on my own? 100%. I'm like,
well, yeah.
The biggest, strongest, badass motherfucker. And it's also like, I was going to say, like, weirdly, like a kind of like intimate moment in the sense that it's just you and your baby. But like, also, yeah. It's you, your baby, and just strangers. Just.
Yeah.
Random strangers that are all up in your body, literally.
Yeah. I just honestly think it's all so weird.
Uh-huh. It is strange.
Like, everything about childbirth is already weird. And then you add in coronavirus and it's like, I don't understand.
I don't get it. And if she has it, if the mother has it, the partner has it, the house has it, the baby's going to get it. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. So I don't really understand who they're protecting in that. Like, are they trying to protect the healthcare workers?
Maybe.
But again.
You're going to get it if they have. Yeah. Protect the healthcare workers, protect the other people in the hospital. Like, if you're in there for, like, I don't know. You had a heart attack or something. And
then, but again, like I said, if you wear a mask and you gloves and your whole, like, the thing,
yeah.
Like, and you're being reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I know.
If you can go to fucking Walmart wearing just a mask and a glove and act like everything's okay, I don't understand why you can't be there for the birth of a child.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. It just seems absolutely 100% horrifying and cruel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I would just be like a jump, skip, and a hop away from, like, literally having my baby at home, calling a midwife and being like, yeah, we're, I guess, doing it in the bathtub because I'm not doing it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. God.
Gross.
Yeah, it's so disgusting. It's awful. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Do you want to do some appreciation hot dogs?
Oh, sure.
Appreciation hot dog time. Choo, 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 choo. Right in your face. Do you have any appreciation hot dogs you want to shoot off into the universe?
Appreciation hot dog to McDonald's breakfast.
Oh.
That's like so good. No one compares. Like, no one.
Have you tried Wendy's breakfast yet?
No, actually.
I haven't. I haven't either, but it looks really good. Like, the commercials I've seen for it.
I've heard that it's good, too. Like, seen reviews of it that it's good. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, McDonald's, the only thing I'll say about McDonald's breakfast is it's too expensive. Like,
yeah,
McDonald's.
For what you get, it's not enough for what they charge.
Yes. Like, why do they charge me more for a breakfast sandwich than they do for, like, a whole Big Mac?
Amen. Preach. Let's at them on Twitter. Like, okay. McDonald's, you need to look at your prices.
Yeah, truly.
And they're like, we're doing fine, you fat bitch.
Yeah.
I would honestly really respect them if they responded back just like that. We're doing fine.
Oh.
You fat bitch.
You fat bitch. Truly.
Yeah, man. Yum yum. I would like to, staying with the breakfast theme, I would like to send an appreciation hot dog to a small local business in my area. Pancakes R Us. I know that sounds like trash, but it is actually very delicious. And they're struggling because people aren't leaving the house in the mornings, really.
And no, well, especially not to go out to eat.
Like and during
going
the week.
For lunch and dinner. Yeah.
So we did order takeout from them yesterday. And it was chef kiss delicious. Oh my God, it was so good. And like my meal came with a side of pancakes. And so I put those in the fridge and we heated them up in the oven this morning to have pancakes for breakfast. So it was two meals in one.
Look at that.
I know.
A frugal lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly just I'm trying to eat smaller portion sizes and everyone gives you the biggest portion sizes. Like hashtag America. Yeah. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, truly.
Like I... I also went to the Pizza Bakery, which is a small local business in my area. And I ordered like one slice of cheese pizza and a side salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know that that's going to be enough food. I forgot in my brain how big their slices of pizza are.
Yeah, it's huge.
Huge. So I was like, I don't know. I'm really fucking hungry. And then I was like, I'm going to get a kid's meal spaghetti. Right? Because I'm like, that's probably itty bitty kids meal spaghetti. Yeah. It came and it was fucking massive. So I ate my pizza because it was huge. And I was like, okay, I don't need the spaghetti. I'll just put it in the fridge and have it later. Or I'll have it tomorrow or whatever. And we heated it up. And it was an entire dinner plate full of spaghetti when we poured it out of its container. I'm like, what child needs this much food? Like, this is not a child's size. This is, like, an adult human size. And I didn't even eat all of that. I was like, what is happening?
Wow.
So, I don't know. Support your local restaurants if you can. Be safe, obviously. Like, wash your hands, wear a mask, transfer everything out of its containers into your own containers. Wash down countertops. You know, be safe. But, like, they need help in a serious way. So I've been supporting a lot of local businesses. I have not been to like a Taco Bell or a Wendy's or a McDonald's in a minute. I've been eating local.
Well, I hear you. I don't have, I mean, I've been working at 4 a.m. So
McDonald's, you don't have options.
I truly don't have options. You know, McDonald's is always there for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I don't feel like you in your area have a lot of like small local businesses that you, or like restaurants that you frequent.
No.
So,
not
I mean,
really. Most of them are I mean, some chains are smaller than others, but they're mostly chains.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I have still had Firehouse Subs cuz but those are franchises, so like one guy or girl owns that one location, and if it doesn't do well, then they're fucked. So I still feel like I'm kind of supporting local in that instance. I'm trying. We're doing appreciation hot dogs. Any other appreciation hot dog? We keep getting distracted off topic and like, or like on topic, but we just kind of like veer off.
I mean, yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Kills Meals podcast. I'd like to appreciate a weird thing also. You know, I've been home a lot, but it just like, I mean, we'll start with I'm normally a trash monster. So like I cannot remember the last time that Josh and I sat at the dining room table. from one another and like had dinner just talking like with our phones put away and just like engaged with one another in a very long time. Like we frequently have dinner together, but we'll be like sitting on the couch and we'll be watching wrestling or something, or I'll be or we have it completely apart and I'll be like in the bedroom and he'll be in the living room, or I'll be at the bar and he'll be somewhere. Like we don't always eat at the table together like full trash monsters. And this week I said that I wanted to have a date night. And so we set up, like, I pulled out, like, my fancy, like, dinnerware and we lit candles and whatever. And we sat at the dining room table and just, like, enjoyed our meal and talked with one another. And I was like, this is lovely. again, old lady really kicking in, but I'm like, this is really nice. Yeah. And so we've had like dinner and lunch at the dining room table together ever since. So like, appreciation hot dog to like eating as a family. I know there's just the two of us at a table, like civilized humans. It's kind of great. So 5 stars recommend.
Yeah. Wow.
Disappointment dog. I have to keep the table really clean because that's where like my shit collects, like mail, my purse, my everything. Just like throw it on the table.
Yep. Yep.
So I don't know, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's how Sue sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment dogs.
Disappointment to, I don't have a dining room table, so it's just me.
Sometimes the closest
we get is like we have a fold out like TV table tray thing. Yeah. And we pull that out and just sit next to each other on the bed and eat dinner. You know off what? That.
You're still together. You're still together. It counts.
Yeah.
It counts. Now, if you just bring in 2 chairs and face them towards each other, then you've created a table.
Yeah. Bring in those lawn chairs.
Exactly. Just set them up and then you're good to go. Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
But let me tell you, when all this is over and you can finally come back over and we can eat meals together, you bet your ass we're going to be doing more dining room table dinners.
Wow.
Although we do like to let the boys go away and then you and I talk shit.
Yes.
And eat while we're eating. We always eat at the table.
Yes.
But we talk shit.
Yes.
And then they talk about whatever they talk about. So maybe it'll just be you and me. We'll just go back to normal.
That's fine. Yeah, exactly. Status quo, baby.
Oh, yeah, I guess the only person I really ate dinner with at the dining room table was you.
Yeah.
I never ate with Josh
on tables.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much easier.
Yeah, I don't like to eat on like just the couch or off my lap or whatever.
No, it's the worst. And I was eating in bed way too many times in the last couple months than I should have been eating in bed, and I was like, I'm like, I can't keep doing this. This is sad for everyone involved.
Yes.
So yeah, I was getting way too comfortable being in bed. I do also have new bar stools, which are like the appropriate height for my bar. So like, we could absolutely, and I have several times eaten dinner at the bar and it's great. So, you know, new quarantine hootis. I don't know.
It's definitely an old quarantine at this point.
Yeah, it's an old quarantine. It's just been like insane that it's this long. But
and it's like not stopping.
I think people are going to open up way before they should, and then we're going to have to shut down again. That's what I think's going
to
happen.
And we're going to have to shut down harder.
Cuz like tomorrow allegedly retailers can open tomorrow.
Yeah, with restrictions. But they're supposed to only open for like curbside pickup, which not every retailer is equipped to handle that or to do that. So
how's that going to work? Retailers
like might not even have the employees to do that. Like a lot of people might not come back to work yet. So like it's stupid unless you're like a mega retailer or like a huge corporation. But like for the smaller stores, like there's almost either you just reopen like nothing happened or you don't reopen at all. And it's like you can't afford to not reopen at all.
Yeah. Unless you unless you open with like really limited like capacity, like you only let one or two people in the store at a time. But then like.
But then are people going to sit there and wait to go to, you know, Joe's Sporting Goods when they can just go to Walmart? You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not. Or just order it online.
Yeah, don't be stupid and order things online.
I did finally send gifts to my nieces and nephews that all had birthdays in the last, like, month. And they all got there really fast and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, because in my brain, Ivy had a birthday like right as quarantine started. Like literally, mm-hmm. like I think we got put on quarantine and her birthday was the next day. And yeah. And I was like, hey, I've got her gift, but I'm going to mail it up to her when, you know, things have settled yeah. down. So she'll probably get it in yeah. a couple weeks. And she's like, okay. Because she's a kid and she had a party because no one was on quarantine yet. Like, yeah, so she yeah. was like, she had a party. She had friends. She had presents. Everything's fine. She didn't care. And here we are like 8 weeks later. And yeah. I'm like, okay, I need to just send her something different. And yeah. I'll give this to her next time I'm in Utah, which Lord knows when that's yeah. going to be.
Yeah.
And yeah. And she was so excited. I sent her a makeup kit and like a whole Play-Doh kit with like cookie cutter things and mm-hmm. tools and a art thing where you make, where you paint like stained glass, but it's not glass, it's plastic or oh, whatever yeah. that you can like yeah. hang in the windows. So like, you know, a quarantine activity and also more quarantine activities and more quarantine activities. And before they even took the picture to send me with her and her gifts, she had ripped open the makeup, applied makeup, took the picture. Then they like had to like MacGyver it back together because it's clear like a ripped box where she was like, I need uh-huh. that makeup. And then they took the picture and then she went to remove the makeup and do a different look. So,
oh, of course,
you know, she's got all these options. She needs yeah. to like play around, see how it works, see what yeah. she likes. And yeah. she's four. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Yeah.
She was like, absolutely makeup. I love makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So apply, remove, reapply. I feel like that's yeah. probably been her day because I got the picture this yeah. morning. Like her gifts came and she loves them.
Aww.
Like dope. Thumbs up. Wow. Yeah, I think we were still in the middle of hot dogs and I don't know where we're at, so I think we're just gonna move on.
Okay, let's do it.
let's move on. Yeah. It's time for Come Quack Corner.
That's beautiful, but I have it. To close this now so I can
that's
open
fine.
Twitter.
That's fine. That's
Twitter.
Fine. What did you say?
Twitter.
Okay, perfect. Love it.
Twitter.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. First question comes from Red Angel at It's All Red Angel. First off, because of you two, I got a Switch and the game Animal Crossing. Thank you. Hearing about how much fun y'all have made me want to play. LOL, add me. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. Angel, we will add you. He said, no questions. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell you both how much of a fan I am of the show. And I appreciate you for what you do. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's
and
very
also,
sweet.
I'm so glad like we can convince people.
Yes.
To play Animal Crossing.
Yes. I'm excited to have another friend. Angel, like DM us your friend code or whatever and
yeah
we will friend you and then you can come see our islands and we'll see your islands and it'll be fun.
It's important to us.
It's very important and... on a lot of levels.
Yes good friend of the show Tope at Tope Network, if Hollywood gave you endless amounts of cash to create a TV show starring four TV characters, fiction or reality, current or past, who would you pick? What city would it take place? And what random business would they all co-own? Love y'all and stay safe.
Wow, Tope,
oh,
great question.
Atlanta.
Great question. So many levels to it.
Yeah, truly. Like, I have to use my noggin and everything.
I know. So I've been thinking about this now for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say, so are we just creating one show together? You and I co-executive produce this one show.
Oh,
or are we doing our own shows?
Yes, I think so. It's the Heels. I'd say it's, we can do it together. It's the
Excellent.
Heels and Heels show.
Excellent.
And if we have more than four characters, then fine. We have more than four.
Exactly. So my first character yeah. that I would need to have is obviously Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl. She knows how things are supposed to look and be and put together. And she's like a sassy bitch who isn't afraid to get her hands dirty. And she makes shit happen. So, like, wow. We need her as part of our business. So Blair Waldorf is my first pick.
Ooh, wow. My first pick is Leslie Knope.
Yes! I was going to say that, also, too.
I mean, she also gets things done, but in a very different way. She's, yes. like, totally, like, sunshine and rainbows yep. and, like, positivity. And, like, she loves everyone. And she would yep. just want everyone to, like, be their best selves.
So we're coming at it from two different angles. You yeah. got, like, the nice, sweet Leslie Knope and the, like, conniving yeah. Blair Waldorf.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the two of them together. I mean, Blair, I feel, would eat her alive. But
yes.
it would be okay.
But she'd come around.
But she'd come around.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. My next person on this TV show is Jack Bauer. He's the muscle.
He's like the security guard.
He's a security guard. He's the, like, he's the guy that, like, takes care of everyone and makes sure wow. everybody's safe. And he's like the security. He's around. He's broken yeah. and Leslie's trying to fix him. But mm-hmm. but he's always there to protect everyone. So, Jack Bauer.
Wow. What a choice.
What a an out of left choice. Field selection.
Yes. Yes. I very different route than what I was taking with my okay. show, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It'll all come together in the end.
Yes.
My next pick was Topanga Lawrence from Boy Meets World.
I love this. Like,
yeah, like, she's my first crush. She's still my crush. She's smart and very loyal to her friends, mm-hmm. and but also kind of like a hippie at heart, you know? So I think she would, like, kind of bring a little bit of that, like, okay, like, it's not all about business or money. Like, let's think about Mother Earth yeah. and, like, what we can do to be better.
She's a little
and,
bit, like, of a witchy woman, like,
yes,
vibe.
A little bit. Yes. Yes. So she would be a little bit, like, she would bring her tarot cards to work, like, that kind of thing.
I love this group that we're putting together. It's so great.
Yeah.
Do you have more people?
The only other people that I was going to say, I mean, we technically have four now, but, like.
Yeah, but we can add more.
People,
it's our universe.
Yeah, like our sidekicks.
Yeah.
I was going to pick Abby and Alana from Broad City.
Love it.
For, like, the comedy and the shenanigans. Like, they would be the ones, like, the whole rest of the group we have is pretty much put together and they would, like, run the business. And then, like, Abby and Alana would come in and, like, create some drama and some shenanigans.
Yes. I was going to say Andy Dwyer for the same reason, but, like, we don't need him. We've got Abby and Alana. So yeah. That's perfect. Okay. All right. So we've got five women, one man.
He's our security guard.
He's our security guard. He's our muscle. He makes sure that mm-hmm. our ladies are all safe. So,
yeah.
So really, it's an all-female run business.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the business going to be?
Sex shop.
Oh, sex shop. Okay.
Yeah.
There's, I feel,
too,
like,
many
Blair
shops in the world.
There's too many what?
There's too many coffee shops.
Oh,
in the world
I wasn't
already,
gonna say, like, coffee shop at all. I was gonna say, like, crystal store or, like, fine leather goods store.
Fine leather goods. But, like, a high end, not like a trashy sex shop, like a high, like a high end lingerie.
Yeah. So, like, but see, I feel like Leslie Knope would not be down to clown with a sex shop.
I feel like she would, like, say yes to it and not really understand what it was.
And then she's just trying to, like,
yeah, to
PC,
like, no,
it.
This is fine.
To PC
yeah.
it as much as possible.
Yeah.
And then, so she, okay. I like sex shop, actually. So
that also has a crystal corner because Topanga put it there.
And it's important. They're like the crystals yeah. that you put up your vagina, the, like, jade eggs. So she's got, like, that angle. So I like that, like, Blair would bring, like, the, like, the La Perla-esque vibe to it, yes. right? Like, she's yeah. bringing in, like, the fabulous, like, clothes from Paris to have in the sex yeah. shop. And then Leslie's trying to teach, like, women, like, your body, your choice that are coming in. Yeah. But then she's also giving them, like, some suggestions. Topanga's trying to, like, really just, like, she focuses on, like, masturbation and, like, taking care of yourself. Yep. Like, mm-hmm. be sure that you're, like, you know, all on your own. And then Abby and Alana are like, we get it. We all were in college once. Right. Try this out, you know?
Yeah.
And then because mm-hmm. it's all run by ladies, we got Jack Bauer at the door making sure no pervs.
Yep.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we just have to pick city.
I mean, like, I don't, like, Orange County, obviously.
Orange County. Yeah, like, I don't want to say New York, but, like, maybe New York.
No,
New York. I'm going to say...
No, but maybe not.
I'm going to say Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, like, by a cute boutique. Yes! A cute boutique, like, overlooking the ocean, so, like, you can, like,
yeah.
feel the, like, nature vibes, but also, yeah. like, get your freak on. And maybe that's yeah. the name of our business, is Get Your Freak On.
Get Your Freak On.
I don't know that everyone would be down with Get Your Freak On. Actually, none of them would. None of them would be down. Alana would, but no one else.
Fine Leather Goods.
Fine Leather Goods. That's the name
treat,
of our business.
Treat yourself.
Oh, that's our name of our business. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. I love it. Okay. We did it. Tope, that was a great question. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. That's... a delight. Katie Sparks at Sparks _ Katie86. Proud of you gals. 2 weeks in a row brings me joy. What the fuck with certain characters in Animal Crossing not showing up? I need to sell my tarantulas. I got the art wing of my museum. Where is Red? I don't need any more damn wallpaper. Leave me alone, Sahara. Okay, rant over. Hard same. It's almost been
like Sahara is there like clockwork.
Yep. All the time. She's on my island right now. I'm like really starting to get pissed off at CJ, and I'm also getting mad at Red. Mm-hmm. CJ hasn't been around in almost 4 weeks. Red, it's been probably like a week and a half. But like, again, I want to buy art, real or fake.
Yeah.
Bring me mm-hmm. your art goods.
Yeah.
Like, I need to fill up my museum.
Yeah. And especially since like with that, you have to like, try to figure out which one's real and fake, and then you don't even get it right away. He mails nope. it to you the next day, and then you have to take it to the museum. So it's like he should be there at least once a week.
So I mean, I think yeah. we just in the Discord we talk about who's on what island when. I learned that you cannot sell to Flick, or I would assume, or CJ, and I would assume also Flick on someone else's island. Yeah. But I do
which
know.
I don't understand, because you can sell like your turnips and shit.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. But they're like, I guess the specialties you can't sell to them, but you can purchase from like Leaf. You can purchase from Sahara. You can purchase from Red. So like you can yeah. spend your money there, but you can't get money there from yeah. specialty characters. So like yeah. on the Discord, we're like, oh, hey, so-and-so's on our island. And then people like will open the gates and people can come over and like buy shit. So, you yeah. know, and we're going to get one more of those with Angel. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So
we
we'll
just all have to
rolling in it.
We just all have to stay in the loop of like, oh, hey, this is what we have now. Do you need this?
Mm-hmm.
But Red only has like a limited number of things too.
Yes.
And that's hard. But you gotta get in there. Gotta get there quick. Make your decisions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Katie had another question that is specifically for producer. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I guess us at the end. To the producer, did you read the Dracula sequel yet? I am currently going down the rabbit hole of Alexander Dumas? Okay. And The Three Musketeers is great. Also, ladies, my copy of the Bella's book is on its way, so I can read my guilty pleasure reality trash / not trash as well. So I'm going to turn it over to producer.
No, I have not read the Dracula sequel. It's still on my list, but I am currently still trying to go through the monster anthology that is The Dark Tower, which I just made it to book 4. So the hard part's still to go. Those are all long books.
Cool. Reading.
Reading.
Reading. So I love that. And I have also ordered the Bella's book, and it should be here soon. And I'm excited to read that as well. I'm excited / nervous.
Snervous.
I didn't watch Total Bellas this week. I'm realizing now.
It's on tonight. Now. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch it later. I just know that Nikki and Artem get in a fight.
Yep.
Artem's real mad. He's a mad boy.
Well, it happens.
It happens. Lord knows. I've pissed off my boy. You've pissed off your boy. It happens.
Lord knows.
It happens. So it'll be fine. And some boys are more dramatic than others. Like Artem. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Dramatic.
Seems very sensitive.
He does seem very sensitive.
Very.
Yeah.
And you're okay, I get it.
I do feel like that is maybe cultural differences. He doesn't take sarcasm in the same way, or he doesn't take because I have actually worked with quite a few people from that area of the world, and they simply did not understand my humor. And and so what was coming off to me as being sensitive was really just a misunderstanding, because our cultures are so different. So that may be what's happening with Nikki and Artem, and they'll work it out. They're having a baby and getting married or whatever, so they're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
They'll make it through this.
Yeah.
So,
or they won't, and that's that.
And that's that. That's how Sue sees it. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kumquats, for your questions. I love Kumquat Corner. It's my fave. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss, my dear?
Nah.
You're good?
Nah. Yeah, right. Good dog.
Me too. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. We are a part of Arcade Audio. So if you want to check out our podcast and all the other podcasts in the network, please go to arcadeaudio.net. Right? It's been too long. What? I was like, it's arcadeaudio.net, not .com. And sorry, my brain stopped working. And we also have a Patreon, and we put bonus content up there, and you get access to our Discord, which is very active and very fun. And yeah, so if you want to support us with a small monthly donation on Patreon, that is patreon.com/arcadeaudio. And if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn. And then our producer is at HIH Producer.
And don't forget, we still need attention in a pretty bad way. With all this quarantine.
So bad.
So bad. So please don't forget, spending all your time at home, not able to get out of the house, use a few extra minutes of your day to bring a smile to our faces and leave a rating and a review, 5 stars, and tell your friends and your family. Honestly, they don't even, I would prefer if they listen, but even if they don't listen and just leave a review, I'm fine with that too.
We are completely okay with 100% blind reviews. Just give us, as long as you promise it will be a 5-star. We don't care what you say about it. Just leave us a review and at 5 stars.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never listened to this in my life. My sister's making me do this.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, that was a delight. Karma, I love you.
I love you too, girl.
It's one day things will go back to normal, or normal adjacent.
Yes, hopefully. They will. It will take time. So everyone just like strap in.
Buckle up.
Yeah, buy Animal Crossing.
Yes, more people need Animal Crossing, as if there's not enough Animal Crossing already.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We just want to remind you to tell people that you love them, because it is important and you never know what's going to happen. And don't forget to fart with reckless abandon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.